Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, and that is the command given by Cyrus the Great in 537, shall be 7 weeks. Okay, here's where you recognize the pauses, okay? 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So why didn't it just say shall be 69 weeks? Because there is a pause in there. There's a week of something, 7 years of something will take place, and followed by 62 years of something else that will take place. Very complex. Anyone tells you they've completely figured out the book of Daniel, look at them with cross eyes, okay? It is not possible. God said, I put mysteries in this book, and it does my heart good for kings to search them out. But I don't believe there have been any kings to fully understand other than Daniel himself. And he said, I even pondered on some of the things that I seen. And 62 weeks. So that is 69 weeks. Okay. Now, everyone in Christianity agrees there is a great pause between 69 and the 70th week. Okay. And that pause they have described, and I don't know that I disagree with them, because I can't explain the pause of the current church age, because the 69th week ends in Messiah being cut off and his death and resurrection. And the 70th week describes the 7 years of the tribulation period in which the Antichrist will be here on the earth. So there is a great pause between 33 AD and what is just about upon us now. So that's, we're talking about a 2,500 year pause there, or 26 or 2,700. I don't even think we're going to get that far. We might get to, but how much do you think, Jonathan?
Oh, man.
I think we're in the last year or two before it all starts, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there with you.
The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks, now see, we talked about that earlier, the 7 weeks, 7 weeks of years, 49 years. And then after that, then we have the 62 weeks. The 62 years period. Shall Messiah be cut off? There are historical markers in there that none of us have figured out. You know, I had this thing in my head that, you know, one was the building of the second temple, because we're not sure how long it took for the first building of, the actual building of it. But then it was totally remodeled for 46 years. And if it only took place, if it only took 5 years to set the structure up, then that would come out about right on that. But you know, that's just hyperbole and one person's rabbit hole. But no one really knows. And after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off? We know what that is. That's Christ's sacrifice. But not for himself. No, he didn't do it for himself. He did it for us. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Okay. There's a very interesting thing in that sentence. Okay, they're talking about the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD when the Romans came in and besieged the city. And like Jesus said, the temple shall be destroyed and not a single brick, not two bricks will be left together. Well, they done that in 70 AD. But there's something between the lines here. And we're going to read this sentence again. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. This prince that shall come is not the general that rode up there with his legions and wiped out the city. That's speaking of the prince that shall come, the prince of darkness that shall come in the last 7 years. But interesting enough, it says, and the people of the prince. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always been told Antichrist would come out of the tribe of Dan. He would have Persian blood also. But according to this, he'll be Roman also. He's going to be a mixed breed mutt. But anyone tells you, oh, this man might be, Donald Trump might be Antichrist. No, absolutely not. He's Irish. Mm-hmm. Not happening. Mm-hmm. Bible's very specific. This is one of the more convoluted secrets there concerning the bloodlines of the Antichrist, because the one from Dan is very blatant, said many times. The Persian portion is said a few times. And this one here, he will also be of Roman descent. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Okay, now there it skips from the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD to the end times again. And we were discussing some of that yesterday with the flood and everything. It's not a flood of water. Mm-hmm. It's massive armies of people, armies of men killing other armies of men. All right, we're here in verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Now, this is a very important one, because this is talked about in many places. The Antichrist will come as a man of peace. In fact, Revelation says there will be a worldwide economic disaster, and this man will make the world work again. And the entire world will be mesmerized with him. And he will even bring peace to the Middle East, something no one has ever done before. And it will be a 7-year peace treaty. But in the midst of it, his true nature will come out, and he'll break the treaty and wage war on the children of God.
Just can't quite hold the facade.
No, it's like it's just burning him up inside to be this nice. Yeah. I can't do it anymore. I have to return to my old ways.
That's what I think of when I think about that.
Those pills aren't working anymore. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Wow! That's basically describing what Daniel describes and others describe as the abomination of desolation. During this 7-year peace treaty that the Antichrist creates with Israel, the Israeli temple will be rebuilt in the first portion very quickly. I mean, we're talking, it's already prefabricated. Everything's in place. I'm thinking like a year that thing will be up and running. And the morning and the evening offerings will be begun again. Sacrifices will begun again. And in the midst of this week, he will go in and totally disrupt the rituals that the Jews have been doing now for a couple years. With this third temple, he will declare himself God. He will go into the Holy of Holies and sit there on the mercy seat, describing himself as the Ancient of Days and the Holy of Holies and the Almighty God. That's, believe it or not, that's what that says. We're going to read it one more time. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. He's going to make the peace treaty. In the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, because the third temple will be rebuilt and sacrifices will begin. And he, in the middle of the week, that's 3.5 years in, and there are many places in this Bible that say that, he'll go in, disrupt the temple workings, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Okay. Nothing evil can go into God's temple, but he will do it. He will walk in there, into the Holy of Holies, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. It will end in absolute ruin. Complex, complex, complex. We could spend another hour on this one chapter here in Daniel. There's so much there. Very, very boggling of the mind, and it's especially frustrating to me. I've studied this Bible all my life. I've read it 100 times through, different passages, hundreds of times, because they are, you cannot get them to 100% understanding. It's just, there is just, of God's mysteries, Daniel has the greatest ones.
The portion of them being sealed up till the time of the end.
Yes.
Places,
yes. Too. Big thing to take, you know, understanding Daniel's mysteries is one thing. Big thing to take from Daniel here in chapter 9. He's a righteous man. I mean, he's next to David when it's seeking after God with all his heart. And he's in here begging God's forgiveness for the sins of others. He's carrying them. If they hadn't had a Daniel at the time, you know, they might have not gotten out of captivity. Someone has to cry out to God. God has turned his back on these people. He said so. I wash my hands of these disobedient children. But you got to put him in remembrance like Moses did. Like Daniel's doing here. Remember, Lord, they are your people. You know, as much as they don't even resemble your people anymore, they are your people. And remember, you're going to bring Messiah out of them one day. Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah, okay, Moses, I'm not going to destroy them again. I'm not going to wipe them out. Remember that time he was going to wipe them out and start over with Moses?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Moses, go get your wife. I'm going to wipe these people out. We're going to start over with you guys.
No.
No. Yeah, no. No. No, please. No. There has to be one. And it's another theme in this book. There's always at least one. When it gets that bad, there's at least one whose heart is after God and crying out after God and begging mercies for others. Oh, I pray every day for yourself and your Cadillacs and your whatever you need. Okay. Yeah, I don't know where those prayers go. I'm not sure they go up to heaven. Worship God. He knows what you need. Don't tell him what you need.
Pray for your nation.
Yes. Pray for your children. Yeah. Pray for your wife. Pray for your nation. Yeah. Like Daniel's doing here. Praying. He's even naming those here in Babylon. Those left in Judea, and those scattered into the nations of the world, all of them. And you know what? Those prayers were heard, because in the last days, which is happening now and has been happening for a few years now, Jews are reassembling like this Bible said they would. They're reassembling in Israel. You got to get on your knees, and you got to carry the mantle for others sometime, Christian. It's not just about you when you get on your knees. You know, pray for others. God will bless you. You know, you don't have the word I doesn't need to come up when you get into your prayer sessions. God knows what you need. He says that. He said, you follow me with all your heart, I will supply your needs. You really follow me with all your heart, I'll supply the desires of your soul. Been good to be here with you on WVFF 97.7. with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.